Roman Sanyago is a site engineer at one of Mogadishu's luxury apartment buildings under construction. While there are no official numbers, Onyango is one of the many foreign workers in the Somali capital attracted by lucrative contracts.
I'm from Kenya. There are so many Kenyans coming here. There are people from all over Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, Sudan, everywhere they are here.
In the past 2 years, African Union troops have pushed out warlords and Al-Shabaab militants, allowing for elections and the first real government in decades. With some stability returning, Mogadishu is getting a facelift, with a building boom and even traffic jams in what was once referred to as the ghost city.
In 2011 or 2010 or 2009, you could not work here comfortably. And you could not work in a tall building like this without fear. But now you can see we can work comfortably without any fear. Everything is fine.
From construction to telecommunications, hotels and universities, Mogadishu is attracting foreign job seekers. Like Kenyan electrician Wycliffe Okoth, most are from other African nations.
Working in Somali is just like working in the other countries like Kenya, Uganda. We have peace in Somali. I feel comfortable.
This is not popular with young people in Mogadishu like Abdinur Mohammed, who feel threatened by the experienced foreigners taking jobs they would want.
In dadka Soomaalida ee u baahan inay nolol maalmeedkooda ka raadsadaan shaqooyinka hoose hoose.
It's a common feeling. Most of the Mogadishu youths are not happy with the increase of foreign staff. The government should create a law that dictates at least 80% of the staff in all sectors of the economy to be from the local community.
The problem is that young Somalis do not have the necessary qualifications or training because of Somalia's war-torn past. So recent graduates facing few job prospects suggest a possible solution. They want foreign experts to be granted limited duration work permits with the condition that they assist in training young Somalis.